Bryant. Welcome back to the Business PMO Podcast, where we are in the final podcast of a series to introduce business PMO, its people, its training, and now today we're going to focus on certifications and networking. If you are listening to this podcast, I want you to know that you're in for a surprise at the end. We're going to share information with you that we are not sharing until well after this podcast is made public. So stick around. I got to give you some kind of teaser to stick around. We have just finished up a series, as you know, if you've been listening to these podcasts. And as a result, we got a lot of questions. And so we want to answer those questions for everybody. Kind of explain what business PMO is, the people involved with it. And talk about today, again, our certifications and networking. So, for certifications, some of the questions that we received is project managers and comments, really. Project managers shared with us about their experience with certifications and networking. And here is what we are hearing and what I've been hearing and sometimes saying myself about various things with project management in regard to networking. So we asked people, what is it that you are experiencing out there when it comes to certifications? And here are a couple things that y'all have shared with us. We've heard, and this is a summary, but we've heard this time and again. The first one is certifications. You have to study hundreds of pages, spend thousands of dollars along the way, and most of it is unusable in the real world. Employers tend to require it because they don't know what project management is about. They just want us to go out and get it done. Ooh, that's got to burn a little bit. So let's comment on this a little bit. When we're talking about project management certifications, I want to be very clear on something, and it is this. Read the certification. If you're an employer, read the certification and know what it's about. If you get a certification that says you are a project management professional, that's exactly what you are. When you get certified, you are a project management professional. You are not necessarily a project manager professional or a professional project manager. It is a project management professional certification. This is why you have business analysts with the certification, programmers, system analysts, you have team leaders, you have directors, you have project managers, junior project managers, project assistants. Some students in college have a PMP. You have a lot of people who have a PMP, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are organizations out there that have spent a lot of money convincing employers that this is the gold standard. But for what? So we're going to clarify something. Our certification, the Business Project Manager Certification, focuses on the project manager role. It is concerned with how the project manager interacts with the team and manages the process. How do you lead the people, the art of project management? How do you manage through the inputs, process, and outputs and tools and techniques of project management blended together? You can have the best of both worlds. In order to be a successful project manager, we believe that the certification you need to hold is one that teaches both the science of project management and the art of project management. When you don't have that, you get this kind of feedback from the field. This is the feedback y'all have sent us. And this feedback of you have to know hundreds of pages and spend thousands of dollars, that is a mixture of a misunderstanding of what the certification is about. And I pick on the project management professional certification just a little. I have a lot of love for this. I have the PMP certification myself, and it has been wonders, worked wonders for my career. You have another one out there, the certified scrum master. A certified scrum master doesn't mean that you're good with leading people. It means that you know the scrum process and that you can manage through that process because you know what those processes are, you know what the tools are, the techniques. It also does not focus on the art of it, leading people. So we have to blend these two together. And at BPMO, we actually put a higher priority on the leadership of people so that we can avoid some of this. if you can have an encyclopedia of knowledge in your brain, great. Very few people can do that. But if you know where to go to get the information, we think you can accomplish just as much in terms of the science of project management. But you need to know, like your heart beats, like you breathe oxygen, you need to know how to lead people. You need to know what motivates them, what scares them, what causes them to work well with somebody else who is of a different personality. You have to know these things. And then on the business side of it, since we kind of burned a little bit of some of the business leaders on this, the business side of it says there is very little correlation between the certification of a project manager and the processes and the tools to those processes and the business practices that support or don't support the process. And it has nothing, it does nothing to help navigate the gray with leading people. This is what business leaders have told us, and this is why our certification focuses so hard on leading people. It is funny in some sense because in the IT world, which is where a lot of these certifications are founded in the IT world, you have managers of people who may or may not be technical, may or may not need to be technical, and then you have experts in a certain field. You may have a manager who has a whole team of system analysts or a whole team of programmers. And those programmers are great, smart, wonderful people, and they focus on the science of what they do. And then the managers tend to focus on the art of what they do, the care and feeding of their team, making sure that they are following the correct HR process, but how are they doing? What is their career path? The people who are typing away at the code, they're not necessarily concerned about what their manager is going to be doing 10 years from now or 5 years from now. They don't really care too much about whether or not their manager is is doing well at home or what their personality is. No, the experts tend to focus on the science, and the people managers, they tend to focus on the people. The project manager, in our opinion, in my opinion, the project manager has to do both. The project manager has to be a leader of the people and also has to be an expert of the process. This is why we get paid the big bucks. You go out there as a project manager and you're contracting, if you're making anything less than $100,000 a year, then you're probably either A, just getting started, or B, you're not very good at your job and you have a bad reputation. Why? So step back, take a look at where you are in this realm and how you can improve your skills. With the BPMO certification, it takes the best of both worlds and it creates something that is only naturally found in the rarest of situations. So make sure that your certification doesn't just say that you're a project management certified person or you're a methodology or a scrum person or a particular tool kind of person, but that you are a project manager, that you can operate in a business environment regardless of what the business does. You can manage a project regardless of the tool. And we give you the toolkit so that you can modify your tools and templates in such a way that it speaks to and helps the team. If you're creating a wonderful scope document that's 30 pages long and nobody's going to read it until the one day that they have to do a page-by-page walkthrough, scope document, page 10. Anybody have any changes? No? Scope document, page 11. Any changes? If you've been through one of these mind-numbing meetings, then you too know that there is absolutely no value in that document. And the reality is the document still needs to be done, but does it need to be done in that way that nobody cares about? Or should it be done in a different way where people reference it to figure out what it is they're supposed to be doing? Take a look at that. In our training, we encourage a minimalist approach to documentation such that people have exactly what they need when they need it, and then they go and do their jobs. But then it also says, you need to walk around, shake hands with these people, go out and have lunch with them. You need to know if they are a dog person. You need to know if they're a cat person. You need to know if they have allergies. You need to know everything you can about your people. Learn as much about your people as you do your project so that you can use all that information to move forward. And that's what our certifications do. We also have some feedback that came in that combines, you know, different executives and business leaders, and we want to try to promote a solution. So here's our training solution to this. First, it's called the Business Project Manager Certification. This is our premier certification. This is the one that, again, it blends the science and the art of project management. We also have adopted the Maxwell DISC certification model. This is behavioral analysis at its best. It helps you to tap into the heart of a person, to really understand what they're going through, and also how they work with other people. That's very important. We put together a project manager masterclass that teaches the art and the science over a period of 5 very full days. At the end of this, you can take the test if you wish for your business project manager certification. No additional cost, by the way. One of the benefits of having a small company is I'm really less interested in making money as I am trying to create good project managers and trying to make the project management experience at the business environment something that's enjoyable, something that people want to do and want to participate in. And to support that, we have an annual event. And here's the big news. So the week of October 4th, we are going to have our first annual gathering of business leaders and project managers. And we're going to put together a one-day event. It's going to be at Saluda Shoals. The date is still to be determined, so watch our website, but we are looking at that first week of October, or first, I guess technically second week, the week of October 4th. And we're going to try to bring everybody that we can together so that they can share experiences with each other. Just like our training is designed to be hands-on, not looking at PowerPoint slides, not trying to memorize 500 pages of a book, but trying to give you the tools and to give you the experience of managing projects and dealing with conflict and people. We're going to have the same thing, but like a one-day event where we bring everybody together and we listen to the project managers say what their problems are. We listen to the business leaders say what their problems are. And we start pairing people up so that they can share their experience and everybody can walk away with some kind of takeaway to how to improve things back in their business. That's the name of the event. It's gonna be essentially a nonprofit event. We're not doing this, we're not gonna be charging hundreds of dollars. We're gonna charge the cost to cover the venue, the cost to cover the food, and then we're gonna have a good time. But this is going to be the BPMO annual gathering. So please keep an eye out for it. All those who have their BPM certification already, you're definitely gonna be invited. Also, business leaders and executives, we're going to pull you in because we need you to help improve project management as a whole in your business. And we need everybody's view of problems and solutions and how to work with and communicate with each other. We also are going to launch weekly training for free via podcast, via our website, where everybody who is BPM certified can log into our website and they can start taking training, again, for free. Just in case you missed it, for free. We're not gonna charge anybody for this training who is BPM certified. So if you've been to the masterclass and you're certified, you can keep up your training at no additional cost. There's no chapter membership fee, there's no training fee, there's no registration fee, there's none of that. You already paid for the masterclass, you already took your exam. Now you're there to make project management better, project managers better, business leaders better. That's what we want to do. We want to spread this message everywhere globally so that we can improve how people interact with each other in the project management process. So that is our certification to network. Hopefully this answers everybody's questions, but I am told that social media is full of questions, and I look forward to getting all the questions in the world that you have. So please keep them coming. And every now and then we may stop and do a podcast just to make sure we're answering all of them. But thank you again for joining. Have a great day.